gracious, merciful, and ever-living Father. We thank you very much, Lord, for your wonderful grace upon our lives, Lord. Since we left here on Sunday service, thank you very much for watching over our lives, Lord. Thank you for keeping us in all our ways. Thank you for traveling masses granted unto your children. Thank you very much, Lord, for making a way for us to be here this evening for this meeting, prayer meeting. Lord, we thank you very much for giving us from our homes, for place of work, for businesses, for schools, Heavenly Father. Lord, we are grateful unto you for this privilege, Heavenly Father, that we are still alive, that you still have more in store for us. Oh Lord, our God, we pray that you be gracious unto us, Lord. Help us, our Father. Have thy own way, Lord. Thank you for the song service. Thank you very much for the song leader. Thank you very much to Lord our God for the hymns and the choruses that have been sung, Lord, to prepare us for what you have in store for us. May you help us this evening. Have thy own way, Lord. Once more, Heavenly Father, condition our hearts, O Lord. May you meet with us at the point of our needs. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord. May every sin come under the blood. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Be with your people all over the country, O Lord, our God, in other nations. We pray, O Lord, for Brother Dio, may your grace be with him. At the same time, O Lord, our God, over there in Abuja, that's taking the platform, O Lord, may you be with him. You seem to be a blessing to your people. Help your people other parts of the country. Thank you, our Master. O Jesus in heaven, bless our souls, O Lord. Pray, O Lord, our God, that you help us to receive from you tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of St. John chapter 1. St. John's Gospel chapter 1. I'm going to read one verse, that is verse 6. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. May the Lord bless this word, this evening to our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. God, want to, because of the time before us, in a Wednesday maybe prayer meeting, we have just had a little short time. I want us to look at the man that was sent from God. Don't forget that every true prophet that was sent from God, it's a sign to the people or to the nation as we have gone through in the last services. We read this scripture the first service we took on this sermon, a true sign that's overlooked. When we read Exodus chapter 4, then we read this John chapter 1 verse 6, and we read Ezekiel 24:24. And God told the people, what you have seen Ezekiel did is a sign unto you. Now, we have spoken about Noah, we have spoken about several other ones. We have spoken about Micaiah being a sign to Jehoshaphat. Then to the people. Now this evening we want to look at John the Baptist being a man sent from God, from the scripture we read here, as a sign also to the people of Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, please, can you go to paragraph 168, please. Paragraph 168. A true sign that's overlooked. Yeah. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. a prophet's sign. Before Jesus ever came to the earth to declare himself, he sent a prophet before him. Did he do it? Congregation says, amen. He sent a prophet, the Elijah of the Old Testament, was prophesied to come in the power of Elijah of the Old Testament. He was to be a prophet, a prophet sign that Jesus was coming, that there was to be a Messiah coming. Praise the Lord. Here in this sermon, our prophet made us to know that John the Baptist had a peculiar birth. He had an odd birth. Before his birth, his father Zechariah, being a priest, and he fed his tongue one day. He was in the temple. He was ministering before the Lord. And then suddenly, angel Gabriel appeared to him and spoke with him and told him that, you know, when he finished his service that time, he will go back home and his wife Elizabeth will conceive and bear a son and call his name John. And that he shall go in the power and spirit of Elijah. Praise the Lord. Not only that, the Bible made us to know by the angel of the Lord that John the Baptist will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Amen. And Zechariah doubted. But finally, whether he doubted the word of the angel of the Lord or not, God's word must surely come to pass. And he went home, his wife conceived, and she healed herself. 9 months later, the child came. And when he was born, he even himself prophesied here, Zechariah, in Luke chapter 1, that thou son, he shall be the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go in the power and spirit of Elijah. Well, the New Testament, they call it Elias. To turn the heart of the father to the children and disobedient to the message of the just one. Now, our prophet made us to know here that John the Baptist, being that his father was a priest, don't forget, he was a man sent from God. Being that his father was a priest, prophet made us to know that it would have been possible that his father would have taken him to school of theology among the Pharisees or Sadducees, whichever one he belonged of the sect, and train him in the way of their theology. In this sermon here, Brother Bam said, God will not allow that man of God sent from God to be contaminated with their kinds of theology. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, anything that is contaminated is dirty. But God will not allow his prophet, because he had a special work to do for him. Praise the Lord. I'm coming, please. Let's go to paragraph 175. I want to read because of time. I wouldn't wait. He was a man sent from God, though his father was a priest. Oh yes, his father Zechariah was a priest. But did you notice, God wouldn't let that prophet got mixed up with their organization. His father would have taken him over to their school of theology, to the great so-and-so denomination, made him a fine minister, you know, and train him all up and give him a whole lot of stuff he ought not to have had. But God wouldn't let his soul get contaminated. Do you understand? He couldn't let that man get mixed up with organizations. He didn't belong to any of them. No sect, Pharisee, Sadducee, Herodias, or whatever it may be. God wouldn't permit it. Because why? He had a special work to do. Praise the Lord. That's why God will not allow him to get contaminated. Now, we are back to paragraph 169. And John came out of the wilderness. You know, God has to take away his father. And at the age of 9 years, he was taken to the wilderness. And there God trained him. He was there alone. Because he had a special job for him to do. So, when he now got to age of accountability, God brought him out. And God made us to know, in Matthew chapter 3, that there was a man called John, and he was baptized in the river Jordan. And people came to him from Jerusalem, from Judea, and beyond like that, and was baptized of them, confessing their sin. They are also, the Pharisees were made to know, came to him. Then when he saw the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, he told them that, who had forewarned you, ye generation of vipers, that you should flee from the wrath that was to come. He said, don't begin to say that, Abraham is your father. He said, bring forth fruit meant unto repentance. Because why? God is able to bring up, out of these stones, children unto Abraham. Praise the Lord. And then, in John chapter 1, the Bible made us to know that when John the Baptist, want to go into that scripture, please. John chapter 1. I want to read from verse 15. From verse 15. John chapter 1. John bear record of Jesus now. John bear record of Jesus Christ. Because he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight a pathway for our God. Amen. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. So in verse 15 here, God made us to know that John bear witness of Jesus now, and Christ saying, this was he of who I spake of. He that cometh after me is mightier, is preferred before me, for he was before me. Amen. That was the testimony of John the Baptist of Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, let me come down to verse 19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what thou know? Then what then? Are thou the liar? Are thou a liar? And he said, I am not. Are thou that prophet? And he said, I am not. Are thou the prophet? And he answered, no. And then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What seest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. And said, as said the prophet Isaiah, and they which were sent were of the Pharisee. Praise the Lord. So John the Baptist testified of our Lord Jesus like that. He was not the one, but there was one that was coming after me, that was before me. Praise God. Don't forget that, Jesus, John the Baptist prophet confessed here that Jesus was before him. Amen. And he was trained in the wilderness. Because he told them later, he said, look, no, there is one standing among you that you don't know. But he that sent me to baptize, he told me that whosoever I see the Holy Spirit of God descending like a dove and light upon him is the one that was to be, that is to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Me now, as I'm baptizing you, I'm baptizing only with water. But he that will come after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Still, they didn't believe him. Praise the Lord. Prophet said, they didn't believe their prophet, because if they had believed, they would have believed their prophet and know that this was the word of God, the scripture being fulfilled. Prophet said, because John the Baptist, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3, he spoke of John the Baptist. I want to read further from this place here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This same paragraph 169. That is where the people miss it. They don't believe their prophets. They don't believe. We don't believe what Peter said was all right on the day of Pentecost. Can you see now? The people at that time, they didn't believe even what Peter said on the day of Pentecost, that people should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because the promise was unto them and to their children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. They didn't believe it. Listen to the prophet here. We are coming to something. They don't believe what Paul said, the same thing Peter did. Said, if an angel from heaven preaching any other word, let him be accursed. They don't believe that. See? They don't believe it. Praise be to God. Remember this, that Jesus, when they came out of Caesarea Philippi, and he was talking with his disciples, he asked them a question. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Remember that these disciples, they came from different sects of their religion. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the Sanhedrin, they came from different, and they know what their bishops and their ministers and their priests have taught them. Then they answer the question. Some say, you are John the Baptist. Some say, you are Elias. Some say, you are Jeremiah. Or, one of the prophets. Say, but who you, my disciple, who have been following me these 3 years, whom do you say I am? Then Peter now, he now replied, be the chief spokesman at any time of the day. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied to my brother, my sister. He said, Peter, son of Jonah, flesh and blood. God bless my brother. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock means revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise the Lord. The church of the living God is built upon the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And when Paul was converted from Saul to Paul, when he was converted, he made us to know in Galatians chapter 1. Please, can you give us Galatians chapter 1 verse 15? He made us to know that, look, he said, when it pleased God, oh, thank you, brother. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Hallelujah. That is how a real son of God, a real full daughter of God, will be saved by the grace of God. We are saved by grace through faith. This revelation must come to you as an individual. Come on, boy. And revealing. To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens. Immediately I confer not with flesh
am Lord. Hallelujah. He went straight after his baptism and Ananias laid hand upon him and received the Holy Ghost. He went straight to Arabia to compare the scriptures, to confirm the Old Testament with the New Testament, with what experience he had had. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The experience that anyone filled with the Holy Ghost will have will be according to the word of the Lord. Paul said, I confirm not with flesh and blood. It was not flesh and blood that received, that revealed what who Jesus Christ was to Peter. It was by the Father in heaven, which is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. Now, the prophet is now telling you and me here. He said, and they didn't believe their prophet. That, I'm still in 169 now. If they have known that Isaiah said, there will be a voice of one crying in the wilderness, that will prepare the way before the Lord, they should have known it. He was a prophet, a prince of the prophets. He told them, but they didn't believe it. No, he said, they know, he said, there is a Messiah coming. Praise the Lord. And when the Messiah came now, he testified of him. He witnessed of him, because he was not that light, but he was sent to speak about that light. Praise the Lord. And then when this happened now, Jesus came now. When Jesus came to him, when at the river Jordan, he told them that somebody, one is among you that you don't know. Then when Jesus came and to be baptized of John the Baptist, John said, do you come to me to be baptized to baptize you? I suppose to be baptized of you. Jesus said, suffer it to be so. For thus he becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered it. Now immediately after Jesus was baptized in water, because it was told to him by God who was sending him in the wilderness, that upon whom you will see the Spirit descending like a dove, lighting upon him, and remain upon him, that is the one. So, when Jesus came to him, in Matthew chapter 3, after the water baptism, the woman said, the heaven roar, in verse 17, that this is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in. Praise the Lord. Then John the Baptist was now telling the people, after this, Jesus went now, and in John chapter 3 again, his disciples came to him. When there was an argument about purification and things like that, the man that was with you on the other side of the river Jordan is now baptized. The Bible made us to know Jesus himself was not baptized. It was only his disciples that were baptized. So when he came, when they now told him that, look, the one that was baptized, that was with you on the other side, that witnessed about, that is the Christ, that is the Son of God, we don't see him baptized, Then what did John the Baptist say? Praise the Lord. I want us to look at a scripture here, just within this short time. In verse John chapter 3, my brother. John chapter 3. Let me read verse 26 and then verse 27. And they came unto him and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizer, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Amen. In verse 30, okay, ye yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that had the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy is therefore is Therefore, it's fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. Where I'm going now is this. Verse 27. A man can receive nothing except it were given him, except it be given him from heaven. Praise be to God. That is the message to us this day. That you can never receive the Holy Ghost baptism unless it is given to you by God himself. Because it must be given to you by revelation. Because we are going to see later, but the Bible said, don't claim the Holy Ghost by faith. It must be a reality in your life. No sensation. No jumping, nothing emotional. But the reality of God's life in you. Praise be to God. Now, the Bible made us to know that John the Baptist, with this now, he had no cooperation. Don't forget that, you know, when he now pointed to Jesus Christ the second time, that behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Bible made us know that his disciple that was around him, that had him, that was Andrew and Philip. They left John the Baptist and they followed Jesus. Praise the Lord. Like others, didn't have any cooperation. My guy didn't have any cooperation. Elijah didn't have any cooperation. Noah didn't have any cooperation. Others were before John the Baptist, didn't have any cooperation. The Bible said here, John the Baptist himself didn't have any cooperation. He didn't have any following. But the only people, few people that was given to him to follow him, when they heard that this is the real Messiah, then they left John the Baptist and they followed Christ. Oh, it's a revelation. May God help us. When they followed Jesus, and he turned and looked at them and said, whom seek ye? He said, where dwellest thou? Rabbi, where dwellest thou? He said, come see. Praise be to God. And the experience of Andrew caught him somehow, and then he went and got his brother, Peter. And Philip went to his partner, Nathaniel, that they were both, you know, partners together, praying together. He said, we have found him. Jesus, the son of Joseph. Oh, could anything good come out of Nazareth? The answer was, come and see. May God help us. What are we talking about? Is that in this place, what the Bible made us to know that John the Baptist didn't have any cooperation. He only had a handful of people that God gave to him to be his disciples. And that's exactly what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, to the disciples. After Jesus Christ got down, the Bible made us know that multitudes followed him. But how many people went to the multitude, means thousands? But how many people went to Pentecost to receive the Holy Ghost? May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that, you know, Jesus, he told his disciples that they should go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And that they should, until they are endued with power from heaven. And when they went to Jerusalem, they were there in fear. And they locked themselves in. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Bible made us to know that they were in one heart, in one accord, in one place. That is the only way we can receive the genuine of God today in our life. To be in one heart, in one accord. But if there is any carnality anywhere, the Holy Ghost cannot come. May God help us, church. Don't forget that, you know, the Bible made us to know here. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And you know, revelation is faith, and faith is revelation. And no man can receive revelation, which is faith, unless God give it to him. Amen. So, Peter, and then Jesus promised that upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of it will not prevail. And not only that, unto you I give the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind here on earth, you'll be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth, you'll be loosed in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus promised his disciples that they were going to receive the Holy Ghost. Because, don't forget, the prophet taught us, he told us the other Sunday, that when those people came to him, when that man came to him, he said he was a fine man. And he's told that, look, you know, all this your baptism. Did the angel of the Lord speak to you at all? He said, look, if the angel of the Lord ever spoke anything that is contrary to this Bible, I would not believe him. He said, because why? All that was taught to me was from him. You get what I said? All that I knew in the scriptures was only taught to me by him. It was not flesh and blood. Exactly what happened to disciples, that's exactly what is happening in this our generation. May God bless our soul. No man can receive anything except to are given unto him from above. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To receive the general because today to be a Christian, it must be by revelation. It must come from heaven. I mean, it must come to you personally by the revelation of God, and something has happened in your life. May God bless our soul. A man sent from God. What they made us to know? When was John the Baptist confirmed? When was John the Baptist? Sorry. When? Okay. Let me just read, brother. Don't worry. Paragraph 177. When did he vindicate John at? It was at River Jordan. Did you get what I said? It was at River Jordan that God vindicated John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. When did God vindicate William Branham today? At River Ohio. Because the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ our Lord and said, this is my beloved. There was a voice from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. The angel of the Lord has spoken to the prophet and said, you are sent with a message. Hallelujah. To forerun the second coming of the Lord, as John the Baptist did. John the Baptist, don't forget, fulfilled Malachi 4, verse 6, part A of it. We know that. Praise the Lord. And John the Baptist was the prophet or was the messenger of the covenant, which is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger before me to prepare the way before me. And the messenger, thank you. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. John the Baptist fulfilled this one. John the Baptist was not the second part of turning the heart of the children to the fathers. It was to turn the heart of the fathers, the orthodox Jewish fathers, to receive the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I say God bless you. So, for any man today to receive anything which is genuine must come from God himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And anything that, whatever is revealed to a man today, he will not deviate to the right nor to the left. A true sign that is overlooked. Blessed be the name of the Lord. John the Baptist was the true sign of that was overlooked at that time because the people did not believe him. Whether they believed him or they did not believe him, God got those that were his soul and prepared them and they received the message of Jesus Christ. May God bless our soul. Let us pray. Think on these things. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. No man can receive anything except it were given unto him from heaven. When you truly repent of your sin, from the depth of your heart, you are bound assuredly to receive the genuine Holy Spirit in your soul. It's a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing to meet God personally as an individual in that genuine Holy Ghost baptism in your soul. You settle the peace of God be settled in your heart. Mama said, that is your satisfaction. That is your life. That's eternal life for you. That's your joy. That's your peace. That's your satisfaction. Nothing else will satisfy except by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When you really meet Jesus personally in your soul, a true experience, which is compared with the scripture, there will be no doubt about it. You will know genuinely that something has happened in your soul. Don't take this thing lightly. We sing now, I receive. Why not receive now? Right now on your seat. Why not receive it now? Receive what? Receive the Holy Ghost baptism. A change of life. A change of your heart. You believe it's here? Yes. So it's not just something we sing with our mouth in our head. We sing by revelation. Because he promises that we are two or three that gather together in my name, they are within their midst. And now I receive. If you say you believe, then now I receive. Because God can't fail. You have the opportunity again tonight in his presence. Commit yourself to the hands of the Almighty God. Lord, this is my need. Lord, this is my desire. If God revealed it to John the Baptist right there when he was in the wilderness, alone with God, it's the same thing tonight. Individual before God. That's what can fail. Never remain the same. I wonder how serious you are about this. What expectation do you have in you concerning this promise? Because God can't fail. He promised fully to give the Holy Ghost back, to give the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. And he made us know that full obedience to the whole word of God. And that is the man to the talking. So you are the one to know within your own heart. And the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. And the Holy Ghost promises to their elect. Then you must have that assurance in your heart that, yes, I'm one of the elect. And this promise is unto me. Settle seat.
Oh God, help us.
Let you have your altar. As I invite the pastor to please come and commit us unto God.
My dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for sparing our lives to see another midweek. We are very grateful today, O God, for being with us this Millennial Sunday. We thank you for the blessings we receive from the services. Lord Jesus, our great and coming in and be under your watchful eyes, under your protection. Thank you for the angels that you have assigned unto us that they can't cross around. The prophet said they don't go away. They are permanent with us. Whether we sleep or whether we are awake, we are very grateful. That is why we are not afraid of the powers of darkness or whatever the enemy I want to do. Because at the end of it all, you have a final say. Whatever the enemy wants to do, if you do not permit him, he cannot come to pass. Father, we just want to thank you. We are grateful that in every age, you always say your prophet has signs. Though majority overlook that sign, a true sign. It's a true sign because they are always vindicated. They have thus says the Lord. They will speak and it comes to pass. It will be vindicated that truly this man comes from God. Just as you have said, if a man is spiritual, a prophet, in all means, to speak in the name of the Lord, it comes to pass, and it keeps coming to pass. He said, fear him, because I'm with him. Though these vindications are there, majority always overlook them. But we thank you, because you set them aside to a people, which are your people, and they will always get it. We thank you for the age we are living in. And the people have said that our prophet is not educated and he wants to teach the Bible. They say when he's under the anointing, in discernment, he's a prophet. But when he wants to teach, he doesn't have the qualification to teach. And the prophet said, can you imagine that? Or to whom does the word of God come? It comes to the prophet. We thank you because we have recognized the true sign. Our age. That is what gathered us. That is what we are gathered onto this message. We are praying. And as we have been told, therein lay rapturous faith. Each time we come, each time a portion of it is ministered, Lord, he elevates us. He brings us closer to you. He sounds in our ear like music. He does something in our souls. He portion again tonight. May he do something in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for our prophet. Thank you, O Master, for the simplicity in which you walk. May your name be praised, O God. Thank you. We appreciate you. Lord Jesus, the needs in our lives as individuals now know us. Lord Jesus, unto you we have come. We pray. Those needs, Lord, may you meet them, O Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give us faith to take you at your word. Give up faith to believe. Take up belief from our heart. Every suggestion of the enemy, make it of none effect, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. So we go into prayers. May you inspire us to pray as becoming saints. May we pray, O God, as men and women that have had experience with God that are communing with their heavenly Father. Bless your servant. We pray this for the virtue that has led him. Thank you, Father. For granting these petitions. In the name of our Master and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with our faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Well, how great is our God? Oh, yes. Thank you.
very much for the opportunity you're giving to us to be in your house for this midweek service. We thank you, dear Lord, for the worship service, the hymns and the crosses that were sung to praise your name. We thank you, dear Lord, for the preaching of your word. Lord, in continuation of the message your servant is taking now, of a true son that is overlooked. We are grateful unto you for the things that you have taught us again tonight. Lord, we pray that these things will not elude any of us, and that the purpose of the same will be accomplished in our life to the glory of your name. We thank you for the opportunity to commit our requests unto you. You have told us in your word that with thanksgiving to make our supplications and requests known unto you. We have done that tonight. We hold the written requests, the ones on the slide, the ones from our heart, that we have committed unto you. Lord, you that gave us human beings ears to hear. Lord, you are the eternal one that created all things. You yourself, you have ears, and your word even make it clear that you're here. You are not deaf that you cannot hear, and your hand is not short that you cannot save. We know that you have heard us tonight, and we know that our requests are receiving attention already before your throne of mercy. Lord, we are asking for faith, Lord, to hold on and watch out for the manifestation of every bit of them to the glory of your name. Take doubt and unbelief away from us. Any instrument that the enemy might want to bring across our path, in whichever form, to try to rob us of the blessing, Lord, that your word has given unto us, and prayer, we pray that you will fight for us and give each and every one of us victory, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Very soon, O God, we'll be leaving the auditorium to go back to our home. You brought us safely, may you take us back home safely. Your servant you have used tonight, we ask that you replenish him and lift up the horn of his ministry. For I remember your servants that are not here, that you watch over them where they are. Make use of them a channel of blessing to your people. And also, Lord, help them in their secular work. Bless all their effort, dear Father. Grant your mercies unto them each time they have to move from one place to another. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition. When we'll be back here on Friday for the breaking of bread, may you bring us safely and bless our gathering. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. On Friday, by God's grace, we'll be having that's the last day of the month. It happens to be a Friday, we'll be having the breaking of bread. Then, this announcement has to do with the new tax reform that the government is bringing forth. Since we are privileged to have one of our members working in the system, he has volunteered to come and have a seminar with us for clarity, so that everybody will be able to know what step to take at the right time. On the 8th of November, that is next week, Saturday, is the day that I've been chosen. By 3 p.m., we're supposed to come here, and it's a Christian time. That is, if you are not here, this one is not a service, so nobody will wait for anybody. If it is 10 people that they see at that time, then those are the 10 people that will listen. He's not going to be coming to meet individuals to be explaining to you. So 3 p.m. is 3 p.m. Whether the explanation is going to last for just 30 minutes. So if you are coming for Kwimabang Lenway, you just waste your transport money, you waste your time, and you come and go empty-handed. That's just all about it. It's not a service, it's not 30 minutes sitting. for this one. No worship service for this one. Immediately that day, he takes the podium and addresses the people. This is this. We even have with us a retired staff of the same ministry that is also with us. That we, I also know about it. Lord bless you all. I hope it's clear. Welcome, Ramoses from his journey. Everybody know that he was in the church on Sunday because being that he's the one that normally opens service, then somebody else have to stand in for him that day. God bless you. On Friday, let's remember 5 p.m. for the breaking of bread service. I know he's able. I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me. I know he's able.